America Weekend.
The force is strong in my family.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
It is time for that time that we have every week when we delve into the world of entertainment and other sundry items. To take us there, Christina Stoffo.
All right, Ed. I'm going to start off with something that's kind of sad, but something that's a little bit heartwarming too at the same time.
Okay.
So I've been reading these articles about this guy named Daniel Fleetwood. Huge Star Wars fan, unfortunately got diagnosed with some rare form of cancer over the summer, and he was very afraid that he wasn't going to make it for the release of the Star Wars movie in December.
Wow.
So his wife went to social media and started doing a special hashtag, and some actors, Star Wars actors, started to catch on to this. And J.J. Abrams actually gave them a special viewing in their living room of the uncut version of the Star Wars movie so that he could see it before. Unfortunately, now we just found out that he has passed away.
How nice is that, though? That is really, really,
you know,
nice.
That actually is very awesome of J.J.
Yes.
Abrams. I'm sure that he and the family had to sign every single document that says that they want to release anything, but very nice. And this actually isn't the first time that J.J. Abrams has done something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was, I'm not sure how long ago, but apparently in the past there was someone in a similar health situation who wasn't going to make it to a new Star Trek movie that was coming out that J.J. Abrams had done, and he gave him special access to a showing of that Star Trek movie.
That's a very heartwarming story.
Thumbs up to J.J.
Yes.
Abrams for doing something like that. Now, let's stick with Star Wars for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Ed, because there is a 46-second TV spot that has been released.
That you were just listening to and
I
watching
just watched,
minutes ago as I
okay,
walked into the studio.
Because apparently Star Wars nerds across the country,
yes,
are very excited that Han Solo is seen on an ice planet.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. But they are very excited about it.
The smallest thing drives these people into the biggest tizzy in the world.
And I feel like this,
yes,
is because Star Wars is being released very close into the holiday season, very close to Christmas. I feel like these people that are Star Wars fanatics don't even care about the holidays coming up. They just care that the Star Wars movie is their holiday this year.
So Han Solo was seen on ice. Is that what you're telling
me? On an
me?
Ice planet.
And you know what? That could be the North Pole. It is being released holiday time. Han Solo is one of Santa's elves.
We are making the connections here. Now, BlizzCon happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Christmas and holidays, you want to buy your kids some gifts?
Oh, sure.
At BlizzCon, there were some new World of Warcraft figures
and
released.
And who knows more than of World and Warcraft than you do? Nobody.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. I'm sorry.
Get it right.
And what was your level again on
level
World of Warcraft?
80, level 85. I'm pretty sure now I think it goes up to 90, but when I stopped playing, I was a level 85. Human tank warrior in Alterac Mountains, and my trades were mining, ore, and blacksmithing.
And you have both listed on your LinkedIn page, correct? Don't you?
Anyway, moving right along.
Moving
okay,
right along.
So, oh, you know what? I missed something here because
what?
I want to bring it back to that Daniel Fleetwood thing, because his wife actually said a really sweet quote when
what?
She was given an interview. His wife said that he is now with God and with the Force.
Wow.
Which I thought was very, very...
Hey, it made this man happy in
yeah,
his final moments, and that means a lot.
It does mean a lot.
That was really nice.
Okay, so let's bring it a little bit lowbrow.
Lowbrow?
Lowbrow.
Okay.
Do you know who Susie Cortez is?
Susie Cortez? No.
She apparently has been crowned Miss Bum Bum Brazil.
Really?
I guess.
And why didn't I know that?
I guess there's a pageant, and it is based around your bum bum.
The bum bum.
So she has the nicest one in Brazil.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations,
to her.
Susie Cortez.
You know, you never know who the network's going to set up for us to have on the show. So tell us about your bum bum.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, it's quite the thing.
Well, Rihanna paid $2,000, Ed,
yes,
for a rush order on some fetish attire, all latex, of course.
Really? The Black Friday specials on fetish wear,
you know,
they're all over the place.
I guess she put in a rush order, but this is apparently a cat suit that she needs for
yeah,
a music video that she's going to be filming soon, but still.
Well, if it's just a regular run-of-the-mill cat suit, how does it qualify as fetish wear?
Well, I guess Rihanna doesn't do anything run-of-the-mill, Ed.
No, I guess not. Wow, a cat suit is fetish wear. I never really thought that. I'm thinking there has to be something really special about this guy. I'm going from the tips of the ears down to the tail, down to the toes, figuring out where the fetish is.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, wait, I think I just figured it out.
Oh,
but anyway. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, let's move. Moving on, because Ed's sweating. Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, they're touring together. Okay. And they have put together a special VIP package, very expensive, mm-hmm. $10,000 for this VIP experience. Now, what you get in this VIP experience, Ed, is... private backstage dressing room tour.
Not bad.
You have a personal tour rider.
Very nice.
Visit and photos with Demi and Nick.
Cool.
And signed concert swag.
Very nice.
Ed, what wasn't on that list?
Tickets to the event.
Bingo.
Really?
So you have to pay for your ticket and then pay the extra $10,000.
That's a ripoff.
To get backstage to meet Demi, Nick, and get the photo and the backstage tour and have your private, you know, escort and whatever.
Some VIP that is.
Right?
That's ridiculous.
It should at least, I mean, how much are the tickets? You couldn't throw in the tickets in
exactly.
that package?
So you're outside listening to their music on your iPod, then all of a sudden you get all jacked up to go meet them backstage, but you didn't see the show.
I don't understand that
that's
at all.
Wrong. That's
wrong. It is
that's
wrong.
Just so wrong. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's keeping you from living your dream life? Perhaps you're like Beth, one of our listeners who wants to start a business.
But she said a little voice in her head keeps reminding her of all the things that she doesn't know. She's stuck and wondered what she should do.
First, rebut your inner critic. When that little voice brings up what you don't know, remind yourself what you do know. Be your own best friend.
Second, accept your limitations. You don't have to know everything to get started. In fact, you won't. Instead, focus on finding people who shore up areas where you aren't so strong.
Third, do something. Action gets your mind off whether to do it and on to how to make it happen. And that leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Harley Davidson's new liquid-cooled Street 500 and Street 750 motorcycles, along with the Indian Scout, seem to be trustworthy bikes capable of maintaining cool running temperatures in hot weather. All fall far short of the mark for many would-be buyers. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Polaris and Harley Davidson each produced liquid-cooled motorcycles, bikes that run at 70 miles or better all day long. Diminutive size, a definite holdback for many buyers of the Harley and Indian's new Scout. If full-size bikes are built with a 5-foot, 8-inch rider in mind, the new entries had to be built for people who are 5'4". Americans are big people. How about some bikes for taller riders? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.